Joe McLeod of Peace River High School, thank you very much for doing this. Thank you very much for allowing me up here. How did things go with the job fair?
I'd say really well, really well. We had 38 different presenters and booths representing both post-secondary, but mostly different industries and career paths and trades within the town and the region. Between our school and five other surrounding areas, we had close to 500 kids come through today. So I would say really good.
How good is the timing of this? I mean, yeah, here we are in March, but we all of a sudden in grade 12 and maybe grade 11 and earlier have to start thinking, okay, what am I going to be doing when I get out of school?
I think the timing is really good on a couple levels. Some of these employers, like the town of Peace River as an example, they're already starting to look at hiring for some of their summer programs and things like that. So it's good getting into summer areas of kids wanting jobs in between grades, and then kids going to post-secondary, a lot of them, applications for most of those aren't due until the end of March, beginning of April, so it's good for some of them to get those last-minute questions in before they can submit, so I think the timing's really good.
The ice-breaking that is done and the networking that is done, especially between student and, maybe even potential job or a potential university.
Yep.
Or for that matter, you as yourself as the organizer with these organizations, how key is that?
Oh, really key. Every year we have at least, a handful of kids who even go on to either go to some of these institutions or have gotten jobs specifically from this career fair in general. So it's really good. I think it's like a really good exposure for these kids because a lot of times they don't know what they don't know. So sometimes if you see something catches your eye, you don't realize that's an industry. And now on top of that, you have a contact. So I think it's really good.
Especially with the job market the way it is right now, sort of getting your feet wet because, people are hiring.
People are hiring. And for this career fair in particular, I try to focus more on actual jobs and different trades and things like that because trades, that's what kind of keeps us functioning is that. And so a lot of kids don't even know what ones are available or how do they get into that. And I can help them in my role, but your best option is to talk to people who are actually doing it. And so this gives them a face-to-face because sometimes they don't know how to get started.
Good point you bring up here, especially with the trades being so big right now, especially up here in northern and northwestern Alberta. The fact that they're getting those face-to-face conversations and those face-to-face interviews or potential interviews that are happening.
Yep.
How proud does that make you feel as a person who's here in school saying, yeah, you look like you're on your way to something here?
Yeah, it's a great sense of pride. I mean, that's why I'm in education, is to kind of help kids get ready for the next phase of life, whatever that looks like. And then on top of that, both as a teacher and the off-campus coordinator, that's my goal. That's my goal, to prepare students for the future, for where their life is going to take them, career paths, what have you. So even some of these kids can figure out maybe what they want to do and get a potential job out of this, like, that's incredible. That's the goal.
I think that will work just fine. Joe McLeod of Peace River High School. Appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks for coming again.